want to put this tweet up here from Politico reporter Alice Miranda Olsteins with this. Arizona Supreme Court rules to uphold the state's 1864 near total abortion ban, which will wipe out nearly all access in the state. It's currently up to 15 weeks. Voters will likely have the chance to override this ban in November via a ballot initiative.
All right, that's the battle that's waging in this country over abortion is amazing. There are moves to make abortion legal. It's actually been successful in something like five states for all 9 months. All 9 months. Because now each state is trying to decide what their law regarding abortion is going to be. It's been different in every state. But the pro-abortion forces have landed on a really good plan. They've been creating this legislation that is vague. And it sounds like you care about those mothers. You care about them. And so if you want to care about the mother or the health of the mother, pass this amendment to the Constitution. What they don't say is that these amendments and these propositions and these whatever form they take are making abortion legal for all 9 months. They are taking away parental rights. It even applies to transgender surgeries and hormones. It is a nightmare. And the pro-life movement is silent. But there's one entity that's not silent. We talk about them every day. And so today we're going to talk about the work of Preborn, but also the nuts and bolts of how we can fight back and what we can do. Preborn, by the way, of course, provides ultrasounds to women who are in a crisis pregnancy. And I would say, you know, if you are a minority listening team, don't you love these words that the left gives us? Majority, minority, we're always in groups. Well, you group. Known as black and brown, Hispanic women, 42% of abortions are of black women and black babies. White women, 30%. Hispanic women, 22%, and 7% of other races. You see, people of color, because, you know, that's the way people think in this business, are being targeted. And so that's just one sidebar. All babies' lives are precious. Doesn't matter if you're in the minority, the majority. But we have to stop this. And the thing that really grips me the most is the deception of the pro-abortion movement. And we're going to be talking about that with Dan Steiner in just a minute. If you want to stop that, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy, as you have been doing. Some of you probably haven't yet, but maybe after today, I hope you certainly will all join in to support Preborn because they're doing great work. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. Well, you know, you can call us at 662-821-2040. That's 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. Love hearing from you, sandy@afr.net. You can hear the podcast on all major podcast platforms, maybe some minor ones too. But just if you're not used to podcasting, go to afr.net. That's our home base, American Family Radio, afr.net. And if you really don't even know how to do that, just go to sandyrios.com. You can listen to the show there, and you can find out other things about the show and other things that we're doing. So that's how it works. Well, meanwhile, sit back, and you won't be able to relax. But this is important on what's happening with the abortion and messaging and the pro-abortion forces in this country on this edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
How big of an issue will abortion rights be this election year?
It's going to be an incredibly significant issue because on its own, it's about freedom. And the extreme MAGA Republicans have set in motion the erosion of reproductive freedom. We're going to fight for it with everything that we've got at our disposal. If Roe v. Wade can fall, anything can fall. Social Security can fall. Medicare can fall. Voting rights can fall. And God help us all, but democracy itself can fall. If Roe v. Wade can fall, then anything can fall. Every single thing that we care about is on the ballot in November.
All right, that is the head of the Democrats in the House of Representatives. His name is Hakeem Jeffries, and that was an interview he did on 60 Minutes. It always amazes me how important abortion is to the left, how important they would do anything to keep abortion in place. It's a mystery, but it's true, and it's wicked. Well, we talk about saving babies' lives here every single day. And there's just so much turmoil in the country. We know about the law in Arizona. In fact, Katie Hobbs just repealed that law that the legislature allowed to stand, which was the 1864 law that outlawed almost all abortions except for the death of the mother. And then there's Florida, it's under fire. And the abortion folk are targeting Florida and many states in this country with initiatives like they passed in Ohio, which made abortion legal for all 9 months. What's going on here? We just had the overturn of Roe versus Wade. We were celebrating. And, of course, Hakeem Jeffries just compared that. If we can overturn Roe versus Wade, we can, you know, destroy democracy as though there is, you know, that's apples and oranges, but not to him and not to the left. It's bizarre. But one person who has his head on straight about this issue is the president and founder of Preborn, and his name is Dan Steiner, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Dan.
It is a good morning. Good to be on, Sandy. Thank you.
Isn't it amazing, Dan, how twisted and perverted the thinking on abortion is right now? We're going to get into the details, but just in general, does it just kind of shock you sometimes how twisted the thinking is on it?
Well, if you look at it from a rational perspective, it doesn't make sense. The most powerful person in the most powerful office, you know, the office of the presidency of the United States, the most powerful nation of the world, hangs their next election campaign on the abortion freedom tour. Now, why in the world would you do that and not on, you know, international issues or the economy or so many other things that matter to people's lives? Why is it abortion? And the answer is very simple. Everything emanates out of a spiritual genesis. Everything comes out of the world of spirit, God's spirit. He created everything, right? And there is an enemy, and Satan, the prince of power of the air, the spirits that work in the children of disobedience. By the way, that's the Democrat Party for the large part of their agenda, for sure. And so it's no surprise to me that this is the hinge issue. The deal here is that if they can win spiritually, they win in every single other place. And here's the deal. Here is the bottom line. You asked me, I'm telling it to you straight up, Sandy. This is a spiritual deal. It's and if they can destroy our freedom, make no mistake about it. The end game of Satan here is to silence the Church of Jesus Christ, to silence the gospel of Jesus Christ by taking away our freedoms. And that's what they wanted to do with COVID. That's what they're trying to do with the election. And they know that if they can win on this issue, the very blood sacrifice of Satan, abortion, then they win on everything. It's about winning spiritually first. Now, would any of the people in the Democratic caucus be able to articulate what I just said? Probably not very many. I would say that there are some, but they're animated, just like you and I are animated by a spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. They're animated by the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of death. And so I'm giving you 100 proof here, Sandy. This whole deal is hinging on abortion. They know that it's an Achilles heel in the Republican Party. You've seen Donald Trump, who's the nominee, a great man. I'll say that. Preborn cannot nominate or stand or endorse any candidate, and I'm not. But Dan Steiner personally has met with Trump several times last year. He's a great man, and he fears God. And so why would he waffle on abortion? Appears to be, right?
And, well, that's
and
what
he
they're
told
saying.
It straight up.
Yeah.
He said, I have to get elected. You know, that's what this is all about. But
right.
Here's the deal. You can tell a tree by its fruits. It's like when Biden, when he was elected in the last election cycle presented as this, you know, pretty much vanilla old man that, you know, is not very threatening, when in fact he's the most radical progressive that animated by his handlers that has ever sat in the White House. And it isn't what we say that matters the most. It's what we do that defines us.
Dan, you sound a lot like Sandy. You sound a lot like Sandy Rios. I say that all the time. I mean, that is a mantra for me. I mean, it is, because I, in all things, that's exactly how I feel about it. My big sister taught me that years ago when I was dating. Look at what a man does, not what he says. But I want to let me ask you about this, because it's interesting to me. Abortion is central, and it's just deadly. Killing the innocent like that is just so repulsive. But they pair it also with transgenderism. I'll just say briefly, you know, amendment in Ohio to the Constitution, and I think in Michigan as well, and in a couple of other states, actually pairs abortion for all 9 months, folds in taking away parental rights on abortion and on decisions on hormones and treatment for kids. So they're pairing those two issues together, which is just shocking on its face that a party, that a movement would have those as their banners. I want to say that I was just reading this morning, according to Town Hall, this is an article that came out a couple of weeks ago, abortions performed by Planned Parenthood were among the top leading causes of death in America. According to Planned Parenthood's 2023 annual report, abortions performed by the organization accounted for the top four leading causes of death. Between 2022 and 2023, the clinic performed 392,715 abortions and helped get 33,000 women the transportation, travel support, and financial assistance they needed to continue with the procedure. And one more thing, in comparison, over 695,000 Americans died from heart disease, 605,000 from cancer, 416,000 from COVID. And so abortion is topping all of that. Dan, that leads me to preborn, because you just issued your annual report, and you are like the polar opposite of what Planned Parenthood is doing. So tell us, just give us an idea of what we are accomplishing, because my listeners are working with you. They're giving generously. They believe in what you're doing. So give us an idea of what we've accomplished with you in 2023.
Yeah, and I want to just accentuate what you've said there, Sandy, in a word of thanks to each of you that listen to the Sandy Rios Ridecast podcast, all that Sandy's doing here, because you've been just champions for these moms and these babies. These mothers don't want to abort. You know, over 80% of the time they're either being pressured by the mother of the pregnant girl or the boyfriend, husband, or whatever he is. And the answer to that is truth and love. Truth and love. You know, speaking the truth in love to them, as the Word of God says. And that's what you provide when you provide this ultrasound. We provide the counseling and the truth about the humanity of the baby and practical compassion, maternity clothes, doctor visits, housing, if they're getting kicked out of the house, whatever they need so that they can choose life. We're doing something constructive, positively, compassionately to really help them de-escalate them and realize what they already know in their heart, that they're a mother, that they don't want to kill their child. And we've seen, 59,000 women choose life last year, probably more than that. Those are the ones that we can account for that made the decision in center. A lot of times they'll leave undecided, Sandy, and then we can't reach them. Sometimes they'll show up, 9 or 10 or 11 months later with a baby in their arms, and then we find out. And so I would say that we've seen probably at least 60,000 last year. We're going for over 60,000 this year, thanks to faithful people who just do their part. You know, you may not be able to underwrite an ultrasound machine for $15,000, but that $28 you give gives that one woman, you know, it's the starfish on the beach thing, right? That gives her the hope and the ability and the resources, putting our money where our mouth is, to choose life. And so Yeah, you've said it. We are the polar opposite. They are the merchants of death for a dollar. We don't charge for anything, and we're about life. In fact, even more than that, we're about the way and the truth and the life, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the greatest need that any woman has when she walks into preborn or any other place in her life is a personal relationship with the one who made her, King Jesus. And so we are evangelists. We're the gospel champions of the pro-life movement. We're all about evangelism. And that gives that woman a basis upon which to make wise decisions, Sandy, so that she can, have a biblical perspective on her own dignity, that she, you know, should wait for a man that wants to love and serve her as a husband, and not give herself away sexually, not get into unplanned pregnancies in the first place. And a lot of times these girls come in, I regret to say, not even knowing specifically who the father might be, because the permissiveness and pervasiveness of aberrant sexuality in our culture. And so,
you know, let me...
I did want to speak, though, Sandy, to what you said about the ballots in Ohio and Michigan with regard to Transmania.
Yes.
And that whole... That whole thing. It's a two-headed hydra. It's the same spirit. This thing strikes abortion, destroys the image of God. These babies are created in the image of God. Transmania destroys the sexual identity that God himself has assigned to these boys and girls. It's striking against God's sovereignty. It's striking against the image of God in these children. Of course, it's striking against the authority of parents. And it's the same thing. It's just poking God in the eye on this thing, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. And I don't, personally, I'm so disappointed, Dan. I've said this publicly a lot because it's a real problem for me that the so-called pro-life groups, who we know by name, and I know many of the people involved, are doing so little that's effective. They become organized, they bring in money, they have a thing they do, but they are really not having impact. I'll just say that straight up. And I've seen firsthand what they do and don't do and aren't willing to do. And I'm shocked that they're so silent, really, over this movement that we're describing, that the thing that happened in Ohio, Michigan, and whatever the other states are. That is just drop-dead shocking. That they would allow that, you know, the candidates in the Republican Party were instructed to be quiet about this. So that's why they're not allowed to talk about it. Donors, big donors, don't want them to talk about this issue. So they've been silent while the left is pushing what you and I are just describing. Abortion for all 9 months and also loss of parental control. They do it under the guise of women's health. They don't say all those things in the law, but that's what it means. And meanwhile, pro-life leaders are just standing by, and it's very, very upsetting. I don't mean local ones. A lot of local people have been fighting. Yeah, so anyway, Dan, one thing about Planned Parenthood that you said, Planned Parenthood, I've been fighting them for years and trying to explain, but I haven't had a chance to even talk about this in years, is that they're called a charity. They're called a charity. They call themselves a charity. So they get millions and millions of tax dollars. And they pay, as you made the point, and I want to make it again, they charge for their abortions. They charge for everything they do for women, their great concern. And you are not that. You don't charge. You depend on the money coming from people like my listeners. If you could get federal dollars, would you take them?
If there were no strings, absolutely. I'd take Planned Parenthood's money if there wasn't any strings. In fact, actually, I am taking Planned Parenthood's money. Every woman that chooses life is a loss of $300 to $500 from Planned Parenthood or another abortion clinic's cash register. So it's a beautiful thing. A lot of pro-life groups have taken federal money for abstinence and other things in the past. And the danger of that is that you depend on that. And you construct your budget and your organization around federal dollars or state dollars, and then they disappear with the shifting winds of political change, and then you're stuck. And so, you know, Preborn will never put itself in a position where we're dependent on anybody but our main donor, and that's the Holy Spirit moving on the hearts of wonderful people that listen to your podcast and so many others that love Jesus, that want to do something about abortion. And we're taking those dollars. And Sandy, we're Planned Parenthood's, you know, nearly 400,000 abortions. That's just part of the abortions in America. There's a lot of other abortion chains and a lot of other abortions happening in OBGYN's offices. And if you're an OBGYN listening here, stand up. You know, don't drink the Kool-Aid here. You need to say, I am not going to do abortions. I am not going to refer to abortions. You took the Hippocratic Oath not to do harm. Don't do it. Same with nurses. Don't recommend for abortion. But
I'm so happy to hear you say that about government funding, because that was my experience. And what I saw time after time was these wonderful ministries, from missions to the abstinence movement to all of that, taking a lot of tax dollars and getting used to it, and then folding, you know, compromising. And so, Dan, that's why I ask you that. I'm so glad you are aware, alert, and determined not to let that happen. So,
absolutely.
So, you know, the thing. I know, because we have a mutual friend who is your rep for sales, who works with me, Sarah. She's a very dear friend for years, because of her hard work, and because of the good work that you do, you are on all kinds of national radio shows. You're on Dan Bongino. You're with Candace Owen. Ben Shapiro, and I'm not even, Glenn Beck, lots of others. But the interesting thing to me is, and this is my question, you are unapologetic about the gospel part of this, which I think is the powerful ingredient. That's why I love what you do. So how in the world do you think this has happened, that you are now doing advertising for these shows who don't lead with any, as far as I know? They hint at it, but they're not necessarily leading with Christian faith or Jesus on their broadcasts. So how do you navigate that? Has that been a problem at all? Or how do you explain that phenomena that you're able to get on all those platforms?
Oh, it's Psalm 5. The Lord blesses the righteous with favor. He surrounds them as with a shield. And you and I, Sandy, are the very righteousness of Christ by his blood and his sacrifice, not by our own works. And so, you know, we can expect this kind of favor. If you're a listener to Sandy Rios today and you love Jesus, you can expect his favor in your life in even unpredictable places like John Hannity or Dan Bongino or some of these. You know, a lot of these guys are men of faith and in more a covert way than what they probably would like to be by the nature of their broadcasts, but they know that abortion is horrible. They know it's a blight and a holocaust in our nation, and they also have spiritual underpinnings in their life that maybe they're not as overt as you and I would like to hear them be about it. And those that are not, like Ben Shapiro, is a wonderful man. I love Ben. Jesus is his Messiah. He doesn't accept that yet, I don't think, but hopefully he will. And many others that, you know, need Christ, we're not bashful about it, Sandy, because we are who we are.
Yep. I'm glad, and I know that's the reason, and then you end up having a ministry to them. Let's talk about the thing that is really, I was doing a lot of television when the French abortion pill was legalized. And I was, you know, I used to argue and fight about this all the time, Dan. And now it is so available. I always explain it's two pills. The first one kills the baby. Yeah. The second one expels it. So now we have this to deal with. What is, how are you guys responding to that? And are you able to communicate to the women the dangers of that? Just your thoughts about it.
Yeah, and it really is dangerous. Emergency room visits are up over 500% in, you know, pregnancies and women. They give them the abortion pill that they often order online, almost all the time order online, and then they instruct them to tell them if there's complications that it's a miscarriage and that they didn't take the ability to lie to the doctors about it because they don't want the liability of it. It's going up about 5 to 8% per year, the use of it. It's now 63% at least of all abortions. They're not going into abortion clinics. They're not going into pregnancy clinics. They need to be reached online. Preborn's the leading edge of that, reaching these women online first, having them talk to our call center, to our nurses, and then de-escalating them, helping them choose life online, and then going into our clinics, getting an ultrasound and solidifying that decision even more. But this is where they want to go with abortion, because they can proliferate it into the deep crevices of every little town and county in America through the U.S. Postal Service that Biden legalized during COVID, that you can send medicine through the Postal Service. And so here we have, you know, the teenage daughter that gets online and is delivered to her mailbox when her parents are gone, and she takes an abortion pill and through hours of bloody trauma delivers her baby on her bathroom floor, and she's traumatized by the pain, by the delivery of the baby through the mechanism that you described, and then she's got the baby demise there on her bathroom floor to deal with. And so what's she going to do with that? You know, is she going to flush it? Is she going to throw it away? They're bringing them into our clinic, Sandy.
They're bringing the baby. They're bringing your baby. They're aborted babies into your clinics. That's what you just said. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's traumatizing our volunteers and staff.
I can't stand it. You know, this is what I wish I had an organization with lots of money, because what I'd like to do is run ads about what's happening. There could be girls telling these stories. Can you imagine if women only knew what this was about, Dan? It would be a game changer. But all right, so then one other thing, not just one, but another thing. Planned Parenthood, of course, their founder was Margaret Sanger, who was a eugenicist, and she actually, one of her publications reported that the black community are human weeds that need to be exterminated. So with that in mind, they have kind of built their clinics. They still have Margaret Sanger on their home page, by the way, like they're proud of that. So they plan their clinics, of course, in big cities, neighborhoods where people of color live there. And that's kind of what you do too, Dan, right? Is that what you're doing when you put your clinics in big cities?
Well, oftentimes we put them in high abortion areas, and unfortunately the abortion industry targets the black population.
Yes.
And it aborts at a higher percentage than either Caucasian or even Hispanics. And so we want to be there where the service is needed to provide free alternatives to these moms and their babies. So not all of our clinics are there, but, you know, really the marketplace of the world and the neighborhood of the world now is the internet, and Preborn is the leading marketer for women seeking abortions on the internet, reaching them every hour. We see over 200 babies a day saved, and nearly all of them are saved primarily on first contact on the internet. And whether they're black or whether they're Hispanic or whether they're, you know, Caucasian. But it is a travesty, and I've said it often and believe that it's the case. I know you would echo with this, and maybe you've said it, Sandy, that, you know, if the black population would rise up and protest about the genocide on their specific people group, it would change everything in America. And it's a travesty what the abortion industry has done to the black population in America. It's a heartbreaking thing.
It is heartbreaking. Let me go back to this. We talked about kind of this movement now. Hakeem Jeffries, the opening clip, claimed this is going to be the issue in this election, the issue. And I know that. They're going to be targeting Florida, targeting all states. And you see that a lot of so-called pro-life legislators are, you know, getting cold feet and pulling back. There isn't much courage on this issue from people who say they're pro-life. But I was just in a briefing with a pollster, and I just went blank on which pollster, and I know him well. But they have a pro-life poll, which I could share with you. You'd probably find it interesting. But they were telling me that most Americans are still opposed to or don't like abortion. But the reason they are voting on these horrible amendments, like in Ohio, Michigan, and other places, is that they, first of all, they don't understand the wording because they disguise the wording. They don't, they're not plain about it. And they call it women's rights, et cetera. But the second thing is they believe in this poll that pro-lifers only care about the babies. They don't care about the mothers. And I believe that's a valid poll. And so my question for you, Dan, is if you were doing a messaging campaign, if you, which you are, but in a different way, if you were running ads or whatever, how would you message to women that don't necessarily, or people, citizens, don't necessarily like abortion, but they feel like women are getting the short end of the stick, that pro-life groups don't care anything about the women and the complications? How would you message to them?
Yeah, I think that that's well stated, Sandy, that it's love the mother, love the child, both in this situation. And I would just simply say, you know, the risk of abortion and the trauma, the thing that it does to women that hurts them physically, emotionally, spiritually, is what we would key on. The risk of abortion to the woman herself, not just the baby. And it's a... You know, it's not true. Pro-life movement particularly has cared for the mother in very practical ways all through the trip here, with, you know, maternity clothes and doctor visits, whatever that they need, with practical compassion. So it's just a lie that's been foisted on us. It's not reality. But the messaging that I would just to say the facts of the matter, that it is very, very risky to women, and it's traumatic on their health and their fertility, and particularly the abortion pill, Sandy. A lot of times the abortion isn't complete, and so they'll go for a week and a half, and all of a sudden they've got a horrible infection because all of the, pregnancy hasn't aborted out in the abortion pill, and it's a do-it-yourself abortion, you know, and a major abdominal surgery. That's not right. Did you know, Sandy, and this is something you can use, that on the abortion pill box, the deadly dual pill concoction of RU-46 that you articulated, there's a warning on that box that says that if you have a sexually transmitted disease, that it can exacerbate the likelihood of an ectopic pregnancy by 400%.
Oh, wow.
And so here's the deal. An OBGYN with an ultrasound machine needs to know and locate where that baby is in every stage of the pregnancy. This is what you do with pregnancies. And if that baby has been conceived in the ovaries and it's floating down the fallopian tube and hasn't made it to the uterus yet, I'm talking anatomically here, but it's the reality of it. It's what pregnancy is. And if she takes that abortion pill before the baby leaves the fallopian tube, it will stop the baby's descent into the uterus. It'll stop it in the fallopian tube. That's what the pill does. They didn't intend for it to do it, and that's why they put the risk on the package. And what that means is the baby will continue to grow in the fallopian tube and will explode the fallopian tube, which is called an ectopic pregnancy, which kills women.
Yes. It's deadly. It's deadly. I'm glad you added that.
And so, if I were messaging, I'd talk about the risk. You know, the reality of it is these people do not care about women. They don't care about their health. They certainly don't care about the life of a baby. And I just speak the truth in love, you know, that it's a risk to women, that abortion hurts women. Abortion pills hurt women. These people could care less. And it's all about political expediency. And frankly, it's about big pharma and big money. You know, the triad, unholy trinity of big pharma, big government, and big tech that is running this whole deal with this election. And that's why abortion is such a key issue in it.
Yep. Yes. And Dan, I'm so glad you're in the fight. I'm glad you have a relationship with President Trump. He's going to need some really good advice, and I know you're going to give it when he asks. I want to say that Preborn is an entity. You know I believe in it. I talk about it every single day.
Thank you.
I want to give you an idea of the scope of what they've accomplished, the all-time impact of Preborn. 77,000 commitments to Christ. And that's not just the girls. It's sometimes the guy, if they can identify the fathers and they're involved, it's them too. 270,000 babies saved, 900,000 pregnancy tests provided, and 355-plus ultrasound machines have been placed. So that's what they do. It is the way to save the lives of babies without going through a political system, legislation. It's appealing directly to the one who has control, at least now, of her own life and the body and the baby within her. It's the mom. It's appealing to the mom in the most beautiful way and reaching out. So I love it, Dan. I think it's brilliant.
Well, and I'm glad you're on our team, Sandy. Thank you. Thank you for you and your team. And so they can all go to preborn.com if they want to find out more on what they can do and be part of the solution.
Yes, and go to preborn.com/Sandy and make, as I say every day, your most generous donation. Dan Steiner, president and founder of Preborn, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today. And God bless you and keep you.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
You too, Sandy.
All right, Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Well, one of the obstacles, of course, to saving the lives of babies now are kind of twofold. It's the abortion pill, the French abortion pill, which is really two pills, one that kills the baby in you and the other that causes it to expel. Girls do this at home. They do this on the weekends. They can be young girls. They can order this through the mail, and no one knows it, no responsible adult. It's a bloody, horrible procedure. The girls then, you know, don't know that. They think they're just taking a pill and it will be gone, like taking an aspirin for a headache. It's nothing like that, because then you end up actually giving birth at your home, in your bathroom. And then the baby comes and you have to deal with that. It's traumatic. It's traumatic, and that's why Preborn is so important. They're the only ones I know of reaching out to these women and trying to stop them from doing that, telling them the truth about it, and then showing them a picture through ultrasound of the baby in their womb. If you would like to help, and I hope that you would, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That will provide an ultrasound for $28, just one. So whatever you can afford, preborn.com/Sandy. Hi, this is Sandy Rios, and I miss you in the mornings. But now I'm hosting a podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, which is available at AFR.net and SandyRios.com. Well, I finally finished that book. God's Velvet Hammer chronicles God's call in my life, from a small-town girl to Berlin, Germany, Radio Moscow to North Korea to Washington, D.C. I talk about Sasha Girl. It was my disabled daughter. I talk about I've Got the Music in Me. That's a chapter on my music life. Lost in India and Other Adventures is hilarious. You won't want to miss it. I talk about my sweetheart, The Blessing of Bruce. And then a mysterious chapter called My Green Face and the End of It All. Oh, I think you'll enjoy it. Like the Apostle Paul, these are my shipwrecks and my adventures. All for Christ and His kingdom. God's Velvet Hammer is available wherever books are sold. And remember, Sandy Rios 24/7 is available at AFR.net and SandyRios.com.
At the podium alongside the governor, State Senator Eva Birch said she just received an abortion because her embryo wasn't viable.
Somebody gave me a procedure so that I wouldn't have to experience another miscarriage, the pain, the mess, the discomfort. And now we're talking about whether or not we should put that doctor in jail. This is outrageous.
The state Supreme Court has ruled 4-2 to enforce a century-and-a-half-old abortion law.
It is a dark day in Arizona.
In December, the court heard arguments trying to decipher what law is enforceable now that Roe v. Wade is overturned. On the books, there was a 2022 law banning abortion at 15 weeks and an 1864 law banning all abortions except to preserve the mother's life, ultimately saying the 1800s law takes precedence. The governor saying the legislature needs to fix this.
These bans, whether it's 1864 or 2022, do not take complications of pregnancy into account at all. And it is not enough.
Well, that's the story in part in Arizona. And that's, that's a state rep talking about her abortion. What happened to shame? I don't know. Women used to be ashamed of having abortions. And now they're bragging about it. In fact, they're on the pro-life marches every year in Washington. They have all these women lining up to talk about, you know, bragging about their abortions. It's just so upside down. And I have to say, there's nothing to boast about. There's nothing to encourage other women to do. There's nothing good about this. It's a tremendously hard procedure. I don't care what they say. And what I've experienced through the years as an older woman who's been in this fight for so many years, I have seen how it hardens women. It hardens them. I've debated them on television so many times. They are just so hard, their heart is crusted over. Because if they dare to think that what they did was wrong, was actually what it was, they couldn't live with it. So they double down, and they think that because it's legal, it's right, and it's moral. But that's not true, and that's what we're trying to stop. I've asked my sweetheart to join me this morning. Good morning, honey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so this is supposed to be not something that men are supposed to talk about, but so you're going to break protocol. I'm kidding. I don't believe that. I'm not in that camp. But I do want to know what you think about this.
Well, I think there's multiple aspects to this. One of them, if you want to go from the political standpoint, is I think abortion will be the wagon that the Democrats hitch their election hopes to. They are going to go crazy talking about abortion, and it is a very hot-button issue, and I think a lot of people are afraid to push back, even if they are against abortion, and they're going to really clobber us with that. But more importantly is the spiritual impact. As Dan said, really abortion is a way to, it undermines God's plan of when a baby should be conceived. It should only be conceived in a marriage between a man and a woman. And of course, we see that is by far not the case in many places now. But the thing that strikes me as a man is how important the services provided by preborn are. In that, you don't just tell a woman that's in a crisis pregnancy you cannot have an abortion, you should not have an abortion. But, and we all know that's true. But what they also do, though, is stand behind the woman if she makes that choice not to have an abortion by providing food, by providing clothing, but even more important, by providing the gospel to them. I think you have to look at the statistics Dan cited. They had 77,000 commitments to Christ last year. That's the most important thing that can come out of this. But in addition, obviously, they saved over 250,000 babies. Think of that. Think of how many people 250,000 is. And also, what you were talking about, Sandy, is the misinformation out there to young women about these pills that end pregnancies, and that, oh, it's just, you just take a pill and it's all over. And as a man, you know, I know how men are. If that option really was that, they'd be like, oh, well, just take the pill. It's not going to hurt you. And then these women, again, get pressured. And if they take that pill, as we have been explained to, it is an awful, awful procedure. It is not just, and we're not for any abortions, but this is not just a quick and easy thing like these girls are misled. It is one pill, as you said, to kill the baby. So obviously, so think of that. You're basically committing murder. You're killing the baby. And number two is then the baby is born. And it's born at home, and it's often born, unfortunately, it's born into a toilet. It's born into a sink. It's born on the floor. Think about that. You're a young woman, and you see that. After you're thinking, I took this pill, and this is all just going to go away easily, and then this baby comes out of you.
Well, I think the point you're making without saying it is that it's bad enough when you go to a clinic and you get, you know, you go sort of go in a room and you check out. I don't know if they numb you, they might. And then you come out and they take care of the baby and you take a shower and get cleaned up and you go your way. Although it's not that simple. But this is the double the guilt. I would think this would be double the guilt when you really wake up and figure out what it is that you've done. So I think we've covered it. But thank you, honey, for joining me. Well, you know how I feel. I just feel like preborn is the solution for this. I really do. I want to get involved in the political part of it. I want to help with messaging, and I'm going to be trying to do that. But for us right now, the most practical thing we can do is provide help for what preborn is doing. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. We want to thank you for listening. You can call us, you know, at 662-821-2040, or you can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can reach us on the social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Truth Social. You can go to afr.net, that's home base, to listen to the podcast or any podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, whatever it is that you listen to. Or you can go to sandyrios.com and listen to the podcast very simply and find out some other things about the show. So I want to thank you for listening to... I want to thank you, sweetheart, for joining me, first of all. Thank you.
I was glad to.
Yeah. And thank you, all of you, for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.